Parshas Ve'eschanan deals with the Aseres Hadibros. We know the Torah in Parshas Yisro, as well as Parshas Ve'eschanan, deal with the Aseres Hadibros, with some differences between the Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Yisro and Ve'eschanan. The Mefarshim deal with that. So there's a minhag Yisrael of standing up for the Aseres Hadibros. And again, the Ramah quotes the Maram Ruhenberg, some have a minhag to stand up all the time for Kriyas HaTorah, Alt Kavod HaTorah, or reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. But that's only a minhag. But Meikar HaDin, one is not obligated to stand up during Kriyas HaTorah. For the Baruch Hu HaShem Vorach, which is a Darosh HaBekedusha, one must stand. But for the actual Kriyas HaTorah, I'd say the Minhag Yisrael is most do not stand. However, the Minhag Yisrael, when it comes to Aseres HaDibros, the Minhag is to stand. What is the basis for this Minhag? And in fact, if you look at the Rambam, Maimonides was not very happy with this Minhag. The Rambam felt that standing during Aseres HaDibros, you're giving more credence to the Aseres HaDibros than you are to the rest of the Torah. And we all know every letter, every oath is, whether it's in Sefer Bereishis or Sefer Dvarim, each letter, each word is equally as important. Each parsha is as important as the other. If you stand up for the Aseres HaDibros, you make it sound Va'eschanan is more important than Lech Lecha, or Yisro is more important than Parshas Kisetze. So the Rambam was against standing for the Aseres HaDibros. Apparently in his shuls they did not. He was against the Minhag. So how do we reconcile the Minhag Yisrael with the Minhag of the Rambam? Well, we could say, obviously, we don't have to reconcile. We can say our Minhag Yisrael is not like the Minhag of the Rambam. But let's see if we could reconcile the Minhag Yisrael where it's, with the Minhag of the Rambam. So first, let's explain what's the Minhag Yisrael first. Why is it then? What about the Taina of the Rambam? Like, the Rambam seems to have a good Taina. Why are we standing up more for the Aseres HaDibros than we are for the rest of the Torah? So they explain based on Rav Sajagon, or Rav Haigon, one of the Gaonim, that the Gaonim point out that you're right. To stand up for the Aseres HaDibros as part of any other Parsha Shavua, you're right, you're giving the false impression that these Parshios are more important. But as Rav Sajagon points out, 6 plus 1 plus 3 equal 10. The 613 commandments equal the Aseres HaDibros. It's a misnomer, we always call it the Ten Commandments. But really, in Hebrew, it's never called the Ten Commandments. It's called the Aseres HaDibros. It's called the Ten Statements, the Ten Principles. The Rav Sajagon actually has a whole sefer on it, that if you go into the root of each of the Aseres HaDibros, you'll end up with the 613 commandments. So, for instance, where do we find not to embarrass someone publicly in the Aseres HaDibros? So Rav Sajagon would say it would be under Lo Sirtzach, not to murder, because as the Chazal tell us, you embarrass someone publicly, it's like you murder someone. Where do we find Pesach in the Ten Commandments? Well, that would be under Zochar Shom HaShabbos Kol Kodesho. In other words, we see the concept of sanctifying time, and therefore we learn that all Yom Tovim. So Rav Sajagon has a sefer, we go through, I'm sure some are more of a push than others, but if you look deep enough, if you go down to the root cause, you'll find that all of the 613 mitzvahs within the Ten Commandments. So based on Rav Sajagon, that's what people point out. We're not standing up because we think the Aseres HaDibros, Parshas Yisro of Eschanan, is more important than the rest of the Torah. We're standing up for his representative quality. These Aseres HaDibros represent the whole Torah, and therefore, that's why we're standing up. That's standing up for the Aseres HaDibros. So still, how do we explain the Rambam? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say over as follows, that to explain the minhag of the Rambam, that If you look at, if you notice, we read the different ways to read the Aseret HaDibros. What we call Tam Tachton, you're a Baal Koreh, what you call Tam Tachton, or you call Tam Elyon. The basic difference is Tam Tachton, you read it by Psukim. You read it the way, like any other Pasuk, you read it by Psukim. Tam Elyon, besides it's a different Nusuk perhaps, but you read it by command. So the biggest difference would be is, let's say you have three commandments in one Pasuk. Do you read it all like as one Pasuk, or do you read close, or do you stop after each commandment? So the difference is between Lo Tam Tachton and Tam Elyon. Tam Tachton is you read it by the Psukim, and Tam Elyon you read it by the commandments. So therefore, the Rambam makes, and that's the, so we read Aseret HaDibros three times. We read it during Veschanan, Yitzro, and during the Yantav of Shavuos. So it isn't, so the different Minhagim, but the Rav quotes it in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes an interesting minig that when it came to Parshas Yisro and Parshas Ve'eschanan, they used to read a Tam Tachton. When it came to Yantav Shavuos, they read a Tam Elyon. So the Magen Avraham, the Rav quoting, I think it's the Magen Avraham, but he quotes from some acronym. So the Rav said, what's the pshat in that minig, those who follow that minig? So he says it makes a lot of sense, that minig, because why? What's pshat in that minig? When you're reading that Aseret HaDibros this week, Parshas Veschanan or Parshas Yisro, how we're reading it. Ezra instituted that we read that Moshe Rabbeinu, we instituted Kriyas HaTorah, but we set up that we want to finish the Torah every year. It used to be once every 3 years, or our minig in the Bavli as we finish it every year. We wanted to make sure every Jew at least finishes the Chamisha Chumshei Torah every year. So it's part of the general takana of Parsha Shavua, Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum, that we do. So if we're reading it, so therefore you read it, that minig is you read it Tam Tachton. I'm reading it no different than I'm reading Parsha Sefer Dvarim, I'm reading Parsha Ekev. It's all part of the general Parsha. But why am I reading it on Shavuos? I'm not reading it on Shavuos because it's Parsha Shavua. On Yantav we read in Yoni Diyoma. Why am I reading it on Shavuos? I'm reading it because it's the reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. I want to go back to the Jews received the Torah Har Sinai. We want to go back. It's like we have a mitzvah on Pesach. Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilu Yatzah Mimitzrayim. That's a din min haTorah. We have to feel that we're not celebrating a past event. We are celebrating a present event. That's what the Rav says, the significance of Tisha B'Av today, that we're not observing an event that happened thousands of years ago. It's the Churban is our problem. It's happening today. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt, that's our present day issue. So similarly here on Shavuos, we want to go back, as the Ramban writes, we have a mitzvah in the Torah every day, Pentishkach, you have to remember, Maimon Har Sinai. We have to always look to the past, not to forget, but we're always living in the future. And therefore, we have a mitzvah to read, and that's why people have in shuls, you put the flowers in, different minhagim what we have to try to help reenact Maimon Har Sinai. So we're on Shavuos, we're reading a B'Torah's reenactment. So then, okay, so the Jews stood at Har Sinai, so we stand at Har Sinai. And that's why Tam Elyon, we're taking out of the normal Parsha Shavua. So that's what so our minig is, we always read Tam Elyon. So the minig Yisrael is, we always read Tam Elyon. So if we're reading a Tam Elyon, we show we're not just reading a B'Torah's Parsha Shavua, then we wouldn't stand. We're removing it from B'Torah's Parsha Shavua to a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. So when we read the Aseret HaDibros, we read it all the time standing up because we're reading a Tam Elyon. It's a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. But the Rambam never discusses Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. And the assumption is, because he doesn't hold from Tam Elyon, there is no Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. He always read Tam Tachton. And therefore, it's not Akasha. The minhag of the Rambam in his shul was, you're always reading Tam Tachton. If you're always reading a Tam Tachton, then what? You have no reason to stand up. Then you are making a stand saying these psukim are more important. That's heresy, according to the Rambam. But our minig is we do a Tam Elyon, so it's not a kasha on the Rambam. That's what Rav Salavashik explained, that we're not necessarily going against the minig of the Rambam. So to summarize, we have either we're standing up according to our minig Yisrael is based on Rav Sadja going perhaps 6 plus 1 plus 3 equal 10. We're standing up because it's qualitative, what it represents. It's what it represents in qualitatively, it represents the whole Torah, but it still wouldn't necessarily help us with the Rambam, because the Rambam assumption knew that. That's what Rav Salavashik explained, that maybe this Tam Elyon, that he liked the distinction of the Magen Avraham, but we always read a Tam Elyon, so we are showing, we are taking it out of the Torah's Parasha Shavuah, and hence we're not saying this Parasha is more important, it's different, and therefore we want to show it's different by reading it with the Tam Elyon. But in the Rambam Shul, the Rambam's minig is he didn't have Tam Elyon, and therefore he was against keeping it Betoris Parsha Shavuah and standing up, because then you're giving more credence to us, which is a concern the Gemara has about people saying Aseret Adib. That was part of a certain religions, the ten commandments. That was it. That was the whole religion. And the Gemara, we took the Ten Commandments out of davening because people were giving. More, this is a serious concern, or was anyway, that people were making the Ten Commandments more important, or they thought this was it, or it was more important than the rest of the Torah, and therefore that's why the concern in the Rambam was very valid. But our minhag is, since we assume by doing it Tam Elyon, we are taking the concern away, and hence the minhag Yisrael remains, unless of course you're in maybe different Sephardi shuls that maybe still follow the Rambam, but the minhag Ashkenaz is not to go, it's not necessarily against the Rambam, but the minhag Yisrael is that during the Aseret HaDibros and perhaps during some other times during the year, even if you're not going to stand all year round, so again, so my Eitzah, I don't have a problem, I'm not saying you have to, but I stand up for I go with the Maharam Rutenberg, that I stand up for the Torah all year. I can't say that was my original Kavanah, to avoid the problem of standing up during that Thursday, but I avoid that issue of that I'm giving more credence at all. That makes sense. Besides the general idea of standing up and giving cover that Torah, you avoid this issue of, I think the Rama would be mowed if you always stood, then obviously it wouldn't be, he might say you should always be sitting. I don't know if he Dafka says you have to sit, but then avoids, it's just, you know, you avoid other collateral damage, but however you want to learn Pshat in the Rambam, the minhag Yisrael is no problem, and they announce. Some try to like lower the blow. They announce that you stand up at the beginning of the Aliyah. So you're not just standing up for the Aseret HaDibros. Then you're saying, well, you're giving that Aliyah more credence. I'm not sure how much that helps or not. So either way, that's the minhag Yisrael of standing up during the Aseret HaDibros.